A former Pizza Hut franchise owner has been ordered to pay $150,000 to 12 Indian employees he has been convicted of exploiting. Davinder Singh was also sentenced to 9 months home detention and 200 hours community service. He forced staff across his South Island operation to work more than their visas allowed, refused to provide time off, paid them less than minimum wage. Peter Devoy from Immigration New Zealand is with us now. Good morning, Mr. Devoy. Would you regard this sentence as heavy, light? Where is it on the spectrum?
It's a good sentence, and I'm pleased with the outcome. I mean, it's a good signal, and the comments from the judge certainly support that the judge wasn't impressed with the behaviour of Mr. Singh, and his behaviour is not to be tolerated. So insofar as, is it a tough sentence? If he hadn't have found the $150,000 reparation, he would have been going to jail.
The judge said that it was systematic and protected pattern of migrant exploitation, and it was abhorrent. How unusual was the scale of this for you?
It doesn't surprise me, Kim, and that's the sad thing. We are seeing occasions of this all the time, and between the Labor Inspectorate and my investigators, this sort of behaviour is, I wouldn't say it's common, but it's not uncommon. And where we see the tip of the iceberg, I think, is in these prosecutions. It's very difficult to bring the prosecutions, and it is more likely than not that migrants who are being exploited are sucking it up and putting up with it for a period of time.
Because they may well be in breach of their visas, right?
That's it. And they are not familiar with the laws of New Zealand, they're not familiar with the language, and they are being told that they may well be, if they don't do what they're being told in the employment situation, then Immigration New Zealand will deport them. So they're up against it.
How did you know about this? How did this investigation begin?
It came to the Labor Inspectorate, which is another group within the ministry, and they looked at it and saw that this was to the extreme end of exploitation, with the numbers of people, the repetition of the low payments or non-payments.
But did somebody blow the whistle?
Yes, there was a whistleblower, and it's one of the brave victims coming forward. So with some investigation and scratching around, we found 12 victims across four different enterprises that he was running.
And if a victim comes forward, a whistleblower, are they guaranteed immunity from any prosecution should they have been proven to have breached their visa?
We've got to look at that situation, and it will depend on a case-by-case situational type basis. But they won't be disadvantaged. If they come forward to us and they are genuine victims, they will not be disadvantaged, and we will reset the visa types and give them an opportunity to experience New Zealand as it should be.
Thank you for your time. I take it that the ministry is focusing on a range of businesses that rely or bring in large numbers of immigrant workers at the moment?
Yes, that's the case, and you see that, and there are a lot of businesses who have been stood down from that opportunity as well because of actions by the Labor Inspectorate. We're seeing the extreme in the immigration setting, and our legislation for exploitation changed in 2015, giving us a wider range of migrants who we can work with as being exploited migrants.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Peter Devoy from Immigration New Zealand.